Support for Politics and Public Policy reporting on SDPB is made possible by SDN Communications, your business broadband provider. Learn more at sdncommunications.com.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota Public Broadcasting introduces you to the candidates of the 2018 election. We've invited each candidate to join us for live interviews on In the Moment between now and November. Today, we welcome Jack Colbeck. He's a Republican out of District 13, and he's running for re-election as state senator. Senator Colbeck, welcome. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, thanks for inviting me. It's a beautiful day.
Give us a little of your background, your business background, and then your time in the state legislature so people have an idea if they don't already know you, and most of your constituents do, but for the rest of the state listening.
Well, I grew up on a farm in Salem, which is about 40 miles west of here, a family of 12. And when you graduated out of high school, you got a suitcase and a fishing pole, and you had to leave the house because there just wasn't room in the inn. So I ended up going to South Dakota State University. I graduated in 1974 out of South Dakota State. And during my time at South Dakota State, I was hired in the beverage business by the Olympia Brewing Company. And that was in 1972. And I have been in the beverage business ever since then. So if you want to subtract 72 from 2018, you're talking like it'll be 46 years, actually. Right. I've been in the beverage business, associated with many different brands for 46 years. So I've had a great run and still full-time working, enjoy
most
my job,
don't
enjoy
stay,
my customers.
Most people don't stay in an industry that long. What is it about that industry that has been a place to grow, to develop, you know, your leadership, to develop a life?
Well, I've worked for three different companies in Sioux Falls. The first one was Thomas Distributing. That is who I was hired by right out of college. Orion Darlene actually drove up to Brookings and said, "You got a job yet?" And I says, "No." And they said, "Well, you're working for us, so don't go anywhere." In 1984, we brought in the Coors Brewing Company brands into South Dakota. 1987, we sold to Dakota Beverage, of which I went over and worked at Dakota Beverage for 15 years. I had been at Thomas for 15 years. In the year 2000, then Arch Beal from Budweiser called me and wanted to know if I'd go to work for him, and I had to do some serious thinking about that because I'm pretty loyal to who I was working for at the time. But I was 50 years old, and I thought, well, I can go work for the number one company in the world, Budweiser, and the number right. one distributor. And so I switched, and that's been 17 years ago. So okay. I've been associated with some very, very good family-owned businesses here in Sioux Falls, and the leadership that I learned from that, and my work skills that I learned from my mom and dad back on the farm back in Salem and everything mm-hmm. else have kind of kept me in the position I've been in, and it's been great. I've met great people. I've gone places people would never probably have got to go to from the industry that I'm in, and it's just been fantastic. So,
as you talk to voters now and throughout your time in this State Senate, what are some of the issues that you think are really important to, you know, to, as you hope to continue your time in PIER, that people say, you know, this is the next business to be addressed? What are some of the priorities?
Well, our first priority always is our budget. You know, it's about money. I mean, that's a lot of that is, and it's about the budget. And this year we were fortunate enough to end up with $15 million surplus in our budget. We worked real hard on that. Last year, we didn't quite get to where we wanted to get to. You know, we need to take care of our care providers, our educators. We need to look into the workforce in the state of South Dakota because, you know, as you guys know, everybody out there, that workforce is very, very big issue. And so we're working with the workforce issue as well. Healthcare is always on top of the agenda. Veterans always on top of the agenda. So, you know, there's a lot of different issues and things that happen. So what develops from now until the session in 2019, I'm sure some of those same issues will be brought forward. And you know, we live in a great state. You know, everybody knows that. It's a great state. We got great people here. We got great work ethic. And, And so those are some of the things that'll probably come back again in 2019.
How much, when we talk about the budget and what will happen next, now that the Supreme Court ruled in favor of South Dakota and the sales tax, the online sales tax collection issue that Attorney General Marty Jackley argued in front of the Supreme Court, that's going to change those numbers somewhat. How should voters sort of watch that transpire? What should we be looking for as it relates to sales tax and the budget?
We don't really know how much extra income that'll bring into the state, but when that bill in 2016 that was voted on and passed by the legislature then, and then now the decision has been reversed by the Supreme Court that we're able to collect sales tax from those internet sales businesses that are not established here in the state of South Dakota. That is actually, I think, earmarked to be a property tax relief issue. So, you know, it's still in the Supreme Court yet of South Dakota as to how it's all going to work out.
Right.
We don't have all the details on all of that yet. But yes, that'll bring in, you know, I would say several million dollars. I'm not exactly convinced that it is the huge sum of money that a lot of people think it may be. But that'll all yet be decided. But that's going to be very interesting, and I'm really kind of anxious to dig into that because I want to make sure that money, number one, goes to where it was supposed to go to, and number two, that it, you know, benefits the organizations and the people in the state of South Dakota that it needs to. And if it is a property tax relief issue, hopefully that's where we want it to go. So
Do you bring a philosophy of fiscal responsibility to peer, or do you take issues up one at a time as they come, or do you sort of, you know, have priorities that you say, you know, we always address money, as in, you know, reducing the size of the government, balancing the budget, keeping our promises about what we said we would do with incoming funds?
Well, first of all, I'm a very conservative. I like to keep taxes as low as possible, and I don't like to see new taxes. I think there's ways of going around, but doing different things in the budget so that we do not have to go back to the people in the state of South Dakota and say, here, pay. So I think that, and yes, we set priorities in the Senate. We sit down and we set priorities as to what our objectives are for the budget, because the budget is the legislature's budget. Mm-hmm. The budget doesn't belong to anybody else but the legislature. So we sit down and we set what our priorities are. And like this year, we set our priorities as education. The care providers were two of the bigger ones that we set our priorities for. Of course, balancing the budget. We had a issue that we wanted to settle at South Dakota State University, at the University of South Dakota, up at Northern, you know, at Black Hill State. You know, there was a lot of things like that. So we set our priorities on our budget on based on what we think that we're going to have money to spend. We don't want to spend more than we have. So we set those priorities. We set five major priorities this year, and we were not able to get to the point we were satisfied with them, but we got to the point where we were able to get what benefit we needed, we felt we could get to those organizations. So that's how we do that up there. So,
and let's close with this. I've been asking a lot of the candidates as they come in, do you think there are some national issues that are impacting, or one national issue that impacts South Dakota voters the most? And is there a legislative way to address that national issue? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll just say this, that's national issues. You know, that's what we got representatives and senators in Washington, D.C., and a president to work on the national issues. Do they affect sometimes the state of South Dakota? Yes, they do, just by the way that they're dictated or directed down to us. My biggest concern is the people in my district, number one. Number two, the people in the state of South Dakota. You know, I got a very compassionate heart for South Dakota. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just think that there's a lot of things in the state of South Dakota that we do right. You know, that we don't let the national interfere with what we do right. And if we can continue to do what we do right here in South Dakota, some of the national issues, yes, they will affect us somewhat. But I think in the long run, I think we're better off if we just take care of our business right here. Mm-hmm. Let the people in the Washington, D.C. try to take care of their business up there, as much as we may disagree with what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, we still have, you know, our own sanity right here in South Dakota, and I couldn't be prouder to be a senator in the state.